He was there. ABC News correspondent Ryan Burrow is with us talking about the Super Bowl. Ryan, good to talk to you again.
Good talking to you. What a game. Offensively speaking, 1,100 yards between these two teams, 74 points. If Tom Brady had won, if the Patriots had won that game, we'd be talking today about what an amazing performance he had, 505 yards. But they didn't win. I don't know if you noticed this or not, but they didn't win. Instead, the guy who's got the press conference that's about to happen in about 12 minutes, Nick Foles, is your Super Bowl MVP, a backup just a couple months ago, threw for 373 yards, three touchdowns, and, oh, by the way, also caught a touchdown.
Yeah, that was fun to watch.
What an amazing game. And to be honest with you, it was a very Eagle-friendly crowd. Let's just put it that way. They were loud. They were excited. They knew their team was in it the whole time. But when the Eagles had to kick the ball off to the Patriots and give Tom Brady over 2 minutes left to try and score a touchdown, it went dead quiet. They're like, that's way too much time. It wasn't until Brady got stripped with 2 minutes and 9 seconds left that I think it started settling in for some of those fans.
Ryan, the Super Bowl was out here in Santa Clara a couple of years ago, and when things were running late, like the media shuttle was 30 minutes late, it was no problem. It was 60 degrees. It was 2 degrees yesterday in Minnesota. How is it having the Super Bowl at such a cold location?
You know, they embrace it up here. I mean, it is fun to watch the reporters. I'm a Chicago guy, but it's fun to watch the reporters from Florida and Texas and Southern California and Mexico try to deal with this. You'd think that they died out there in the parking lot walking into the buildings. But, you know, yesterday we were running about a half hour late. The security lines were getting so long for the media. We've got thousands of media members who were there. They actually kept us on the bus for about a half hour telling us, we don't want to let you out into the cold weather to go through security
screening. Well, that's nice.
You just hang out here.
That was nice.
It's that northern hospitality they have here up in Minnesota.
Well, we know, Ryan, we've talked, and we'll talk for the rest of the morning about some of our favorite moments about the Super Bowl and the entirety of the event. What were some of yours?
You know, I got to tell you, I'm seeing a lot of chatter today about Justin Timberlake's halftime show.
Yeah.
From the perspective of actually being in there, it seemed fine to us. I mean, the audio, I mean, it seemed like a live concert. It may not have been perfect, but I hear a lot of people saying the TV broadcast version, his audio may have been a little bit off. It was fun. There was a lot of movement, a lot of action going on. Obviously, the game itself was fantastic. We saw that Pink sang the national anthem. She did fine. I know she's battling the flu, but security went fine. I mean, all in all, I think Roger Goodell, when he takes a look at this Super Bowl, is going to give it a thumbs up and say they did a pretty good job.
And that stadium looks amazing when they would show those pictures of the glassed stadium in Minnesota. They got it because it's a new stadium, but it looked amazing.
They have when you walk up through the corridor, they actually have a football helmet of every single high school football team in the state of Minnesota. It's really cool to look at. And it's a completely energy efficient stadium. And we were watching because there was snow that was stacked at the top and it slopes down. And we were watching big clumps of snow slide down and fall. It was incredible to watch. It was warm, by the way, 72 degrees inside and it was below outside.
And, you know, I was noticing last night, too, that I don't know how long Al Michaels has been broadcasting, a long time. And he is still a great football broadcaster.
Oh, yeah, I mean, absolutely. And, you know, we didn't get to hear a lot of that inside of the stadium, but
sure.
It sounds like he pointed out all of the those catches. That's one thing that Roger Goodell says he's going to take a look at in this offseason, those situations where was the ball moving, was the ball not moving, and, you know, trying to, as a broadcaster, talk through that while these referees are, you know, technically, quote, under the hood when they're actually looking at a flat screen. But, you know, that's what makes the job really hard. I mean, it extends the game so long now.
Ryan, who goes to a Super Bowl? Is it dads taking their kids and they're a fan of the Eagles, or is it a bunch of corporate people bringing their highfalutin clients to the games?
There are definitely clients, and there are definitely people who have a lot of money. Look, you had to drop thousands of dollars to get a ticket into this thing. I mean, they only allotted a certain amount for fans, and the rest of it went to sponsors and people like that. But I have to tell you, these Eagle fans, they bought it up big. I mean, maybe more so than the Patriots. But you got to understand, the Patriots have done this 8 times over the last, 13, 15 years or whatever. And this is the first for the Eagles since 2004. They've never won a Super Bowl before. So they were willing to shell out the big bucks. They were willing to travel. They were certainly certainly the loudest ones in the stadium. And not many people told me how much they actually paid for their ticket, but you can bet it was thousands of dollars and probably pretty worth it for the Eagles fans.
And one final question for you, Ryan. Will the loss for Tom Brady have any detrimental effect on his remarkable career?
I don't think so. I mean, 5 championships, 3 losses. What has LeBron got right now? He's got 3 losses, I think, in the NBA Finals. No, and to be honest with you, he told us earlier in the week he plans to play until he's in his mid-40s. They were trying to push him again after in post-game, you know, are you thinking about retiring after this loss? No, it didn't sound like that at all. The interesting one is Rob Gronkowski, who alluded to the fact that he's got some things to think about in this offseason. So it's possible, you know, he was hit in the head with that concussion. Yeah. Maybe he's starting to think about his health moving forward.
Well, it would make you stop and think, as long as you were able to think, I suppose. Ryan, thanks so much. It's great to have the on-the-scene look at the Super Bowl. Thanks for being here.
All right, take care.